We're continuing our look at profiling a number of golf courses around the region. Today we're going to be taking a look at the Lakeside Golf and Country Club down near Eaglesham. Duncan Finlayson from the Lakeside Club joins us on the line right now. I guess first question I got for you here today, Duncan, is why don't you tell us a little bit of kind of how sort of the preparations have gone and kind of getting ready for the start of the season here.
Yeah, good afternoon, Carl. Yes, the Browns crew have been busy for most of the month of April. It was very wet. A lot of water in the course, so they've been pumping water. And of course, getting all the other things done. Uncovering the greens and getting them ready. They say everything's looking fine there, but it's still pretty damp on the course. So we were going to open today, but there will be no golf carts allowed on the course because it's still too soft.
Well, hopefully Mother Nature decides to cooperate to make things a little better down there. So when the golfers make the way down there to the Lakeside Club down in Eaglesham, what can they sort of expect to see on the course down there?
Okay, our course is quite a nice course. It's got a challenging, the last two holes are very challenging. There's water on, I think there's five water hazards on the course. Every green has a bunker. We have a full campground there, full service for 30-some campers in the main lot. And then we have another one for seasonal campers a little further out. And there's about 20 sites there that are full service. We also have a few just electric service. And then last year we added a group camping site. It has no services at this time, but maybe we'll be able to get electric into those. But if you have a group that would like to come out, it would be a nice place for you to come and camp. So, and of course our clubhouse is really nice. It's full service clubhouse with a nice deck, and food is always good. So anyway, that's what they can expect.
Sounds like you get a number of good amenities there for golfers. Now, you're getting to the kind of the course itself. You mentioned there are some, I guess, difficult holes, if you will, on the course there. What would you say is kind of the, I guess, signature hole, if you will, of the course there?
Well, number 9 is a tough one that people struggle with. Number 8 is also, because it's got 4 water hazards all along the way, and it's a difficult one as well. Number 7, it's a par 3, but you have to carry it over water to get on the green. So some people think that's just the signature hole, but I would prefer to say it's number 9, because you can see the clubhouse on your way in as well. So
definitely sounds like you got some interesting holes for golfers to check out there. Of course, finally for here today, of course, I know the weather's been a little shaky around the region right now, but hopefully once things get a little better here, how important it is for people to get out and spend some more time outdoors, especially around this time of year here?
Yeah, we're putting in a new system called Lightspeed. You can book online to come golfing. You could also do it personally in the clubhouse, but the Lightspeed system is the first year we're trying it, so I'm not sure how it's going to work, but it sounds like it's going to be better for the clubhouse manager and for the golfers themselves. So I would encourage them to try that. I'm not sure how to get on it because it's brand new to me. I've never tried it out, but it's just opening up now. So
definitely sounds like you got a lot of interesting things for people to check out there. Duncan Finlayson from the Lakeside Golf and Country Club in Eaglesham, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Hope to see the golfers, and hope to see you guys from CKWL down here too for your golf tour.